Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Leaders of 47 nonprofit organizations sent an open letter to the media warning that the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of so-called hate groups that includes peaceful organizations is false and lacks any semblance of credibility. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This letter that Liberty Counsel signed on to states that the SPLC is a, quote, discredited left-wing political activist organization that seeks to silence its political opponents with a hate group label of its own invention and application that is not only false and defamatory, but that it also endangers the lives of those targeted with it. Matt, this obviously is not hypothetical. It's not scary in terms of trying to just invent fiction. This actually has occurred. We know that for a fact. We know for a fact that Floyd Lee Corkins II in August of 2012 entered the Family Research Council offices in Washington, D.C. and tried to commit mass murder. He shot the security guard in the process. Now he is spending 25 years in prison, having confessed to the FBI that he was motivated by and targeted the Family Research Council because of the SPLC so-called hate list or hate map.
And we mustn't forget that he had in his pocket a list of other Christian organizations, mainstream Christian organizations, Traditional Values Coalition, and others that he intended to move on to next. It wasn't just mass murder of the folks at the Family Research Council that he had in mind. He intended to have a reign of terror around Washington, D.C., all of it based on, and as he admitted, and directly related to and incited by the Southern Poverty Law Center's dangerous and defamatory and false propaganda.
Yeah, in fact, we know one of the organizations that was also on that list because that leader of the organization told me that they had been contacted by the investigative authorities, that they also were on the list. They're also in Washington, D.C. And the groups that were on his list that he wanted to go after were all in common on the SPLC's hate map. And that's where he got them. That's how he found out about them. And that's where he fed his mind with this false, defamatory propaganda that actually we know is quite dangerous. And we believe, and this is what the letter says, that not only is this a false and defamatory, but it's dangerous. And we urge through this letter media to not cite this SPLC list or map as a source because it is discredited, and any media source that cites it is discredited. In fact, many of these media sources, so-called mainstream media and other not-so-mainstream media, cite this without ever doing any investigation. And no, not only investigation, they don't even call. They just put you in the list. They'll just put you in their report, and they'll just regurgitate the false, defamatory, and frankly, dangerous. And I think that's a point I want to mention. It's not just false and defamatory. It is that. But we know that it is dangerous. By repeating the SPLC's list, you're actually putting lives in danger. Leo Johnson is now the building manager at FRC. I just saw him a few weeks ago. The bullet hole where one of the bullets entered the wall in the lobby of FRC, it is still there. FRC left it there rather than repair it so that it will be a visual reminder of this issue.
Wow.
Floyd Corkins went in there. Leo Johnson, fortunately, I've known him. I've checked in many times there. And he's the one who ultimately tackled him, was shot in the process, wrestled him with a bullet in his arm, and ultimately stopped him from his intended killing spree. Then Corkins confessed to the FBI, and it's on video. It's chilling to watch it. Floyd Corkins would have killed Leo Johnson, a large African-American male. He would have killed many others. He had 100 rounds of ammunition and a 9mm gun. And he was convicted. He pled guilty under the Anti-Terrorism Act, sentenced to 25 years in prison.
He was also going to stuff what Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the bodies' mouths, because, of course, Chick-fil-A is also on the hate map as well. So it's just it's
well, it wasn't
awful.
On the hate map per se, but how he got the Chick-fil-A sandwiches is the founder of Chick-fil-A had been a few weeks before this, or sometimes shortly before this, he was on a local radio program, and he was asked a question. He says, I believe that marriage is the union of a man and woman, according to the Bible. And there was this huge backlash. There was this protest, remember, against Chick-fil-A. And then there was Governor Mike Huckabee did this Chick-fil-A Day, which became the most popular day.
I remember that.
Chick-fil-A's.
That was exciting.
Yeah, they doubled their best sales in history. Yeah.
And so that's why he chose Chick-fil-A, because of the founder, Dan Cathy, saying marriage is between a man and a woman.
Right.
And in his mind and in the SPLC's mind, and this is where he gets it, if you believe marriage is the union of a man and a woman, then that is hate and you are a hate group.
And what the SPLC has done here is so clever. They in the past, they've actually done some fairly good work. They've monitored the KKK, the Aryan Nation, the white supremacists and skinheads and others. In the past, that has been their hate group list. Let's say we would agree with the SPLC that those groups are rooted in hate. We would stand with them against the white supremacists, the KKK. But what's so clever here is those who believe what the Bible teaches about human sexuality and marriage, and particularly the Christian view of marriage, they have taken all of us and taken us from their side and put us, lumped us in with the KKK and the white supremacists as hate groups, organizations we would stand against. They put us with them falsely in a defamatory way. And it's guilt by false association. They lump you all together on this hate group and put you on the list. So this is repugnant what they're doing here, and people are waking up to it. The SPLC's reputation and credibility now is just down the tank. I mean, it is down the tubes, and it's only getting worse, and they're doing it to themselves.
Well, you know, last year, even the Justice Department's Office of General Counsel, you know, stated that the SPLC attorneys rebuked them and reprimanded them for using this hate group label.
Yeah, they did this to an immigration advocacy group. So there's three different kinds of groups that they lump in. One, those that believe in marriage as the union of a man and woman, or that do not toe the line of the radical LGBT agenda. Two, those that are opposed to radical Islam. Mm-hmm. So you have Act for America, Pam Geller, even have some current practicing Muslims. This is amazing. They are current practicing Muslims. But they speak out against, one of them speaks out against the radical Islamic jihadist terrorism, and the other speaks out against women who are brutally mutilated around the country or around the world. Those are also on the hate group. And the third one are people who are immigration advocates. If they disagree on immigration, radical Islam, or LGBT, with the SPLC, then the SPLC lumps them in with these hate groups. And, you know, if you look at it historically, hate groups, real hate groups, like the violent neo-Nazis and so forth, they have been on the decline. Now, I know that they've been in the news recently with regards to Charlottesville, but the number and the activity of those have been on a significant decline. Well, that's what ultimately made the SPLC what it is. They were focused on those kinds of groups. And so as those groups began to decline, and they continued, frankly, for many years to decline, they decided as a self-preservation mode to move into this LGBT agenda and start lumping in all these others. So as the FBI list of hate groups began to dwindle, SPLCs began to increase. Why? Because they put organizations and people in there that are not hate groups or haters. And they have made millions and millions of dollars to the point where they're $328 million in net assets, $50-plus million a year, and 20% of that is stuffed in offshore secret bank accounts. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/truth. lc.org/truth. There we expose the SPLC. LC, lc.org/truth. Check it out. Go to lc.org for other information and support us with your prayers and financial contributions. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org, lc.org.